Human rights advocates in Europe are pressing for some action. They're hoping the Obama administration's investigations into alleged CIA prisoner abuses will move Europe to do some self-examination of its own. Several countries are accused of abetting CIA prisoner programs during the Bush administration. But so far, no one's been held accountable. The World's Jerry Haddon reports.
Europe has been through all of this before. In 2007, Dick Macht, a Swiss member of the Council of Europe, led an investigation into Europe's role in America's fight against terrorism. His findings? Several EU states let the U.S. use their airports to move terrorism suspects around the globe. Some helped the CIA abduct targets, and some countries likely hosted secret CIA prisons. But most European governments simply ignored Macht's report. The question is whether that will change now that the Obama administration has released an internal CIA report on the agency's interrogations and with the Justice Department investigating. There's been some movement in Europe this week. Lithuania says it will investigate reports that it, like Poland and Romania, may have hosted a secret prison during the Bush era. Giulietto Chiesa is a member of the European Parliament from Italy. He says Europe can no longer remain quiet.
The question now is to have the list of the people who have been detained in Lithuania. And probably there they have been tortured, illegal interrogation, and very serious violation of human rights there. That means there are political and penal responsibilities.
Lithuania denies it hosted a CIA prison and says it's only investigating to clear its name. Gabriel Bečkaipytė is an editor at the Lithuanian daily paper Lietuvos Rytas. She says there's no way her country could have hosted such a prison without word getting out.
Technically, it's very difficult to have the prison in a country which has 3.5 million people. And the place mentioned of the possible prison is quite small, and we believe that local residents probably would have noticed any secret activities.
Romania also denies it hosted a prison. Same with Poland, although that country says it's investigating. Reed Brody, with Human Rights Watch in Brussels, says he was hoping that the CIA's internal report on prisoner abuse would shed some light on this, but he says it hasn't.
There were 23 pages of information in the CIA report on detention sites that were completely redacted. And obviously, the CIA, or whoever was involved here, was afraid that if information about those sites were disclosed, it could lead to further criminal investigations and prosecutions.
There's also new pressure this week on some European governments to come clean on secret rendition flights. Amnesty International in Ireland says Shannon International Airport was used to move suspects. It's calling for the Irish government to look into it. Reed Brody says if Europe doesn't own up to its own role in the U.S.-led war on terrorism, it will lose credibility. And worse, quipped someone at the Council of Europe today. Europe, this person said, has been criticizing the states for years on this, but not only did Europe aid the effort, it may now fall behind the U.S. in investigating it. For The World, I'm Jerry Haddon.